Willie Jackson's with us. Thank you, Willie, for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale.
Hi, mate. Well, Willie, this whole situation with News Hub loss of jobs in the broadcasting sector, I know that you've had questions to the new broadcasting minister. Sometimes I get the feeling you think she's out of her depth.
Oh, no doubt about that. But the government, the whole government is out of depth when it comes to broadcasting and media. And they got no plan. There's no priority. There's no strategy whatsoever. The only thing they were talking about was revamping and reshaping the Broadcasting Act, which is something that we were doing anyway. Really gets on my nerves. I'm going to catch up with this guy, Bryce Edwards, who was rubbishing us in terms of, but we didn't do anything too. That's a favourite line that that they like to come up with. And in my 18 months as broadcasting minister, we put a $25 million extra into Radio New Zealand. We put record funding into Māori broadcasting. We set up the Digital Bargaining Act. We reshaped the TVNZ and RNZ boards. That's just in the 18 months I was minister. So, we actually tried to get that merger away, which was overwhelmed by
just lost you there for a minute, Willie. Sorry, mate. Your phone's gone crook. Can you give it a shake?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
that's better. That's much better.
That's better. Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that we did quite a lot when I was in as broadcasting minister, and it irritates me when I get some sort of comparison of Labor did nothing. We did I know what we did, and I know the type of funding, resourcing, and policies we rolled out. I clowns like Bryce Edwards, who used to work with us in the Alliance, saying, oh, they did nothing, and sounding the same as Heather Duplessy-Allen. It's a favourite line that they want to go down, but it's just so untrue. So, the News Hub, I'm not saying the government should be putting in hundreds of millions of dollars, but government should be brokering and supporting organisations like News Hub, and News Hub have got where they are through their own initiative and working, through their own strategies. But, you know, I'm pleased with what's happened yesterday. That's something. But, we've just got to see how that rolls out, you know. I still think the government need to find ways of supporting media better. And New Zealand on air should probably be looking at their funding and resourcing to support this new venture. But it was a good result, certainly better than closing that we heard yesterday, Dale.
Yeah, well, obviously you feel for people whose jobs are on the line. But you noted, as Broadcasting Minister, the changing landscape in the broadcasting sector and the differing ways that people access information, therefore news. And while we can see the saving of the 6 o'clock bulletin on 3, the reality is lots of people have already got that news via their phones by 6 o'clock as well. What would you say of the constantly changing broadcasting and media environment?
Of course the world and media have changed, no doubt about that. I was talking to Jack Tame on Sunday. Doesn't take away the fact that they still have big audiences. The audiences that hook into News Hub, you're still talking about 180,000 people. So there's a changing world and everybody's viewing things differently. It's not the same audiences, but the audiences that watch 1 and 3 news are still much bigger than any other audiences, you see? So you've still got 300,000 people who watch the 6 o'clock news on TV1 and 150,000 on TV3. So just because the world's changed and all that doesn't mean to say we give up and chuck it all in. And also, Jack was saying, you know, you'll be surprised how many people watch the news out. You know, the big audiences in the regions, you know, there's a lot of people who don't have all the technical setups that we all have. And so we tend to think the whole world's doing what we're doing. Certainly significant numbers are. And the audiences have changed, and there's lots of different ways of watching news, you know. But that doesn't mean to say everyone's doing that. So we've still got to provide a good national news setup on TV, on radio. We still have to invest in a plurality of voices and a national identity, Dale. We don't take away those sort of obligations, in my view, that a government needs to provide.
Journalism is under fire, really. We haven't got the numbers coming through to study to be journalists. It's such an important area here, reporting. Otherwise, we can expose ourselves to disinformation and the like. You must be proud of the PIJF, the Journalism Fund. I'm disappointed that this new outfit haven't seen the merits of that approach and continued that on. And would we be witnessing this, Willie, if TVNZ had in fact merged with RNZ, as was your plan?
Yeah, I mean, the plan of TVNZ RNZ was to provide plurality of voices, to build on what we had with the Public Interest Fund. We had to provide some funding and resourcing for communities, for organisations that have been sort of hammered, particularly by some of these big digital companies who are stealing their news and taking their news. And so we had to provide support, but that got, you know, look, it got killed by a lot of people out there who just keep saying, oh, the government's buying off communities and organisations by giving them state-funded funding. But these stupid people forget that the state has always provided funding to news organisations for all our lives, Dale. You know, so I'm really proud of some of the work that has come about from that Public Interest Fund, you know. But the reality is that it can't be set up again. However, there's still a chance for funding and resourcing being provided for community organisations, for media who have suffered through the digital bargaining bill. And I don't understand why National has not supported that. And maybe they're having a relook at it right now, because it could provide an extra $50 million a year for communities. For organisations, I should say, media organisations around the country.
Thanks, Willie. And just finally, it was nice to cross paths with Chris Hipkins yesterday in a more relaxed way as well, because each time he's been to the Marae, it's been really in campaign mode. He was accompanied by Barbara Edmonds, who is the finance spokesperson for the opposition. And obviously you were showing him around home, literally. Here at the Marae. Why did you invite him, and what were you hoping to get from that visit yesterday?
No, well, he's wanting to get out to communities and see food banks in action, see driving schools in action, see, you know, what's happening on the ground. So we're in a recess now, so it's important that he sees what's happening at Wātea, because, you know, we've got, you know, Tania has got the place, you know, rocking at the moment. We've got a driving school where, which was 100% success rate, food bank, you know, what's happening there right now. And at Wātea, you know, you guys are doing so well. Got a new manager there with Matthew Tukaki, and he's got ideas. So, you know, you got a leader of the opposition who needs to see and hear what's happening on the ground, particularly in our communities, particularly Mangere, South Auckland. So, you know, he was, you know, being recessed week, he's going around different organisations around this week, around Auckland, looking at what's happening on the ground. And he really enjoyed his visit yesterday. He thought he found it, you know, he was really inspired by what's happening at Wātea. Tania put in a good hour and a half or so. And good that you were able to interview him on Wātea. Barbara, of course, is... we're really proud of Barbara, because, you know, she's the MP for Porirua, and she was a tax lawyer, so she's got the big job of finance spokesperson for Labor, and she's going really, really well. I'm proud of her, because not easy coming in. She doesn't have, you know, she's getting that experience in the House, and she's coming through, but technically she might, people are saying she may well be the most highly qualified finance person we've seen in for a long, long time. But you know, so I'm really proud of Mahesh she's doing. She's made a really, really good start, and it was good she had an opportunity with you yesterday too, Dale.
It was nice to have a talk with both yesterday. Thanks very much, Willie J. We'll catch up again soon. Interesting times we are living in, brother. Interesting times. Mauri ora kākua, Willie.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. 8:45, and you're with